As we set up on this Tuesday morning, we have been flagging some various cross currents and overhangs, right? We've talked about the uncertainty surrounding a perhaps change in Fed chief, the inflation that's happening, questions about filling jobs in the job market. All of that said, apparently investors are feeling pretty good, Brian. There's a couple of indications of that this morning. First of all, Goldman Sachs, the team over there led by David Kostin, out with a note with a year-end 2022 forecast. And that forecast is 5,100, which is an increase from their prior forecast. So that's on the one hand. Then you have Bank of America's a monthly fund manager survey, which found that global fund managers are the most overweight in U.S. stocks specifically since August of 2013. Now, you know, there are other indications out there, but to me, this is so fascinating that in the face of waning consumer confidence, for example, and these inflation numbers, that investors are pretty much staying the course.
Yeah, I guess it's long live the bull market, Julie. And I do love the Goldman note here for a couple of reasons. One, they acknowledge that economic growth is going to slow this next year. They acknowledge that interest rates are headed higher. But they say, yeah, so what? No biggie. The S&P 500 will rise close to 10%. Actually, they say with total returns, including dividends, the S&P will return 10% next year. S&P 500 up about 25% year to date. So you do see slowing returns, but still, their base case is that the corporate tax rates, which you and I have talked a lot about the past year, those will remain unchanged and tailwind to earnings, and that corporate profits generally will remain quite solid despite what looks to be persistent inflation. Put that together, and they reason that households and even companies will maintain just their overweight exposure to stocks here.
Yeah, I mean, and if you think about it, if we do see moderation of input cost inflation for companies, but they hold the line on price, or even if they fall back a little bit, you could potentially even see margin expansion, which would be quite interesting and a very different picture, right, than we were talking about even 6 months ago. Something else that caught my eye within this Bank of America survey is the most crowded trades in November. Long tech stocks, perhaps no surprise there, long Bitcoin, long ESG, short U.S. Treasury, short China, and emerging market stocks, and long oil. Now, I'm going to zero in on one of those, and that is Bitcoin, that long Bitcoin trade. And that's interesting for a couple of reasons. One, because it just illustrates yet again, in sort of more concrete terms, how much institutions are getting involved in cryptocurrencies. But secondly, there's a timing question, right? Because if they were long Bitcoin in November, and now we see, as you can see on your screen, a tumble in Bitcoin this morning. If there are more people exposed to crypto, what happens then when you see this volatility in crypto, Brian?
Yeah, and look, they're looking for a B of A crypto to trade in the range of 50,000 to 75,000, dip below the 60,000 mark this morning here. We talk about a lot of institutions involved in this space, but I would say we haven't even scratch a surface in there. I think back to what we heard from Cowen CEO Jeff Solomon a couple weeks ago. They're just getting ready to launch their push into crypto. That may not come until middle of next year here. So you're seeing institutions, I think, only dabble in this space. Right now, I think it's a lot of hedge fund type traders.
Yeah, that's a great point that there still is potentially a lot more involvement to be had, although that will likely be price dependent as well. If we see a waning price, that might dampen some of that demand.